I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations.
Good morning. This is the Investment Advisor Hour. Hi, I'm Greg Hadle, your host. I have with me Sean Aikmish, your co-host. And this show is about you. If you are close to retirement, if you're 3 or 5 years or even 8 years from retirement, or maybe a lot of you are already in retirement. We've been doing this for a long time, 38 plus years. Sean's over 17 years. And if you think about that, that's over 55 years of combined experience that we use to help you with your investing and retirement planning needs. And by the way, you may have a question along the way, or hopefully you want to call and talk to us sometime. You can easily get a hold of us by calling 913-825-2626. That's 825-2626. So we have some great lineup and topics today, Sean, because some things are happening right now that hadn't happened in a while, and that is what? It's market volatility. We've had a great run with the market increasing, but when the market gets volatile and it starts gyrating up and down, a lot of investors, you know, become concerned. And we're also going to talk today not only about the market volatility, but we're going to talk a little bit about money and how it works, both pre-retirement and post-retirement. So if you look at what's going on lately, the market's been going up and down quite a bit, and a lot of down along with the up. So what causes this? Well, a lot of times just headline risk. You know, it's, are we going to go into a recession? You know, the Federal Reserve's talking about lowering, and they do have lowered interest rates. There could be a potential trade war going on. And as the trade, tweets go back and forth, it causes a lot of fear of what that means to Wall Street, what it means to corporate profits. And then, of course, coming up around the horizon is what? We're going to have another election coming up. And Wall Street always hates the uncertainty of who is the leader of the country, so you get more volatility. So the question becomes what? Is this just a little bit of a fluctuation, or is this the beginning of a trend where we could be heading into a protracted long-term downward spiral of the market where people should be, investors should be concerned or nervous about what this means for their money?
Well, you know, great question, Greg. And that's the big thing, you know, when the market starts to pick up this market volatility, so we get some big ups and downs, you know, those down days when the Dow goes down 700-800 points. You know, that's pretty scary for a lot of investors.
Right.
But, you know, you talk about, you know, here at the beginning of the show, combined experience of 55 years. This is what we've been helping people do, is weather the storm. And you talk about, hey, is this current market, what's going on, this market volatility, is it a small market correction? Are we going to dip 7-10% and then it shoots back up? Or is it going to be a prolonged bear market where the market dips 20-30%? And the answer to that question is, no investor really knows that,
right?
And so our philosophy when we help our clients invest their money is not to attempt to predict what the markets are going to throw at you, but is to attempt to prepare your portfolio and, more importantly, prepare your retirement for whatever the market has to throw at you. So look, if you're retiring today, the only real certainty in life is that, hey, if you live 30 years throughout retirement, you're going to see a few bear markets. Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
And a lot of fluctuation in between. And when you're working, you know, you got your job, if you're 40, 45 years old, even 50 years old, if you're 10 plus years on the horizon of retirement, a lot of this market fluctuation might not mean a lot to you. But as you mentioned, if you're 5 years until retirement, or maybe you just retired, or you've been retired a few years, we're going to talk about today in the show how the volatility really of the stock market could be detrimental to the success of your retirement.
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, what a lot of investors, in fact, some financial advisors don't realize is how money works both pre and post retirement. And the one thing that we have concluded is that a negative or a loss in your portfolio is more damaging than a positive is helpful. So let me re-say that. A loss in your portfolio impacts your overall assets substantially more than what a gain adds in terms of value. And we're going to talk about that during today's show. You know, if most people think, Sean, hey, I made 10% and I lost 10%, and so I'm break even, or I'm over a period of years, I lost 50 and made 50, add them up together, should be 0%. But that's not the case. And so what a lot of retirees remember so painfully is back in 08, when the market did dip and we had a terrible year, it took a significantly long period of time to make up for those losses.
Well, Greg, and it not only took a long time to make up for those losses for those that were saving money, a lot of people that were spending money in retirement, some of them still might not be back to where they were. We're going to talk about that in the show on how the difference of saving money in retirement, how your portfolio strategy when you get to retirement needs to be completely different. And this is something that we do for you. When you come in, we put together what we call our comprehensive wealth and retirement plan. It's going to outline everything that we're going to talk about in the show today, how to structure your portfolio for retirement, for retirement income. And we're going to talk about your Social Security. We're going to talk about your pension plan. All this comes together by putting together this retirement plan. You can get that if you save $250,000 or more for your retirement at absolutely no cost. Pick up the phone right now, 913-825-2626. That's 913-825-2626. If you want to go to the web, you can visit us at 321retirenow.com.
Sean, a lot of investors, and in fact, a lot of planners, what they focus in on is what? Hey, we can get you the highest return. They focus in on trying to get the maximum return on a portfolio. And although that's important, we want you to get good returns, our philosophy is that it's equally as important or probably even more important to not lose what you have. In fact, a lot of you already have enough money to last you all the days of your life as long as you don't lose it. So, you know, those old cliches, and they're kind of corny, but if you can succeed in life by hitting singles and doubles, why take the risk of a home run? You know, you remember when the Royals won the World Series, they did it by hitting a lot of singles and doubles. They didn't have to rear back and hit a home run. And so it is with your portfolio. You're going to want to stay tuned after this break because we're going to talk about some strategies you can implement right now to help mitigate risk and protect what you have worked for so many years. You don't have 30 years to start all over. And that's what we're going to talk about after the commercial break.
Well, don't go anywhere. We have a whole lot more coming up today. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Investment Advisor Hour. I'm your host, Sean Aikmas. I'm joined here with your co-host, Greg Hadel. And what we're talking about today is the volatility of the stock market. And coming up after the commercial break, we're going to expand a little bit more, Greg, and I want to talk about the difference between saving money for retirement and spending money in retirement, because there's a big difference. We're going to talk about how the stock market can affect your portfolio in retirement. If you want to visit with us, pick up the phone. We'll help you put together your own comprehensive wealth and retirement plan. If you save $250,000 or more for your retirement, we'll help you do this at absolutely no cost. 913-825-2626. I'm your host, Sean Aikmas. We'll be right back after the commercial break on KMBZ.
Welcome back. This is the Investment Advisor. I'm Greg Hadel, your host. Thanks for holding on during that commercial break. I have with me in the studio, Sean Aikmas, your co-host. By the way, Sean is my nephew. We're related and we're family at our office. And that's how we treat in retirees and investors. So if you're looking for a close relationship that you can have with a financial advisor, we might be a potential fit. We're located right across the street from Johnson County Community College at the northwest corner of College Boulevard and Quivira. And for over 38 years, we've been helping people with those investment decisions. Sean, we talked before the break about market volatility and what it means, and about sometimes the market protracts and goes down. And so one of the things I want to bring up is, what does it mean to a retiree? Well, let's talk about money for a minute, pre-retirement and post-retirement. Pre-retirement, when the market went down, you didn't necessarily like it, but it didn't really affect your lifestyle. And that's because your paycheck came from your employer. So you opened your 401k statement. Hey, my million went to 800,000. I didn't like it, but you know, you drop your statement, you and your spouse go for dinner and you go enjoy your life. Why? Because your paycheck comes from your employer. And so the only risk you have of not getting a paycheck is if you get fired,
lose your job. Right.
But during retirement, you don't need to worry about getting fired. But you do need to be concerned about your money, especially if you're doing a distribution. So let's talk about what losses mean. If a person has a loss and then they have a gain, does it equal out? If So if you have, let's say, a 10% loss and a 10% gain, and you're not drawing anything, you're just watching your account go back and forth, are they equal? Or let me rephrase it, Sean. Say you had a more significant loss. You lose 30% and you make 30. Is the guy's portfolio or the investor's portfolio equal on an equal plus and minus of a plus 30 and a minus 30?
Well, absolutely not. You know, using the, just a, let's use a round number, Greg, of 100,000, and that 100,000 goes down by 30%.
So it loses 30,000. Yeah.
Right. Now he's got 70,000 in that portfolio.
Right.
Well, if we make 30% back, 30% on 70,000 is only 21,000.
Right.
So you're back up to 91,000. So where your investment went down 30 and then made 30 back, you know, hey, I got zero, I'm even. Well, the answer is no, because of the way interest compounds and the way the math works of investing. So a matter of fact, for that investor, Greg, that loses 30% in that portfolio, like a lot of people saw in the last bad bear market, they would need to make 43% back on their investment to get back to even. So if you had 100,000 drop to 70,000, for that 70 to grow back to 100, you would need to make 43% return. Now, if you look at the stock market returns year by year, there's not a whole lot of many years that that's happening in 1 year, yeah. Right?
How many times has the stock market made 43% return? Not many.
You can maybe count them on half of one hand.
Right.
So, but you know what? Where you have time. Look, if you're pre-retired and the market goes down 30%, say you're 10 years out from retirement, can you get it back? Well, yeah, if you still got 10 years making 43% over 10 years, you know, that's a little under a 4% average. That's achievable.
Well, in fact, if the market's down and you're putting into your 401k, you're buying while the market's down. This is actually a good thing for your retirement plan, because you're not withdrawing, you're investing as the market's down. That's dollar cost averaging.
Right. And so that's what, you know, they teach you when you're saving money. As the market goes down, it's a great time to put money in. You can look at it as though things are on sale, right? I'm going to buy some stocks on sale.
Okay, so let's look at the same scenario. The market dropped 30, but this time the guy's not pre-retirement. The investor or the retiree is in retirement, and the market drops 30%. And let's just use some simple math, Sean. An investor is retired. They're enjoying the good life. They put their money in a portfolio. It drops 30%, but their advisor says, look, hold on, it'll come back. So they just leave it alone, but they continue with their systematic withdrawals. Let's just say they're withdrawing hypothetically 5% a year.
Right, because they still need a paycheck, even though the stock market went
down,
right?
Your advisor can't call you up and say, well, let's don't have groceries or turn the heat off this month.
Right, so here is the first difference of investing for retirement versus pre-retirement, right? Because you're pulling money out whether the market's up or down. So that's the first problem. Go ahead.
So during the retirement, you're pulling out 5% a year. Let's just say for the next 5 years, you're pulling out 5% a year, but the market dropped 30. How much does the market have to return, or what does your portfolio need to earn over the next 5 years to make up for the 30% drop?
Greg, it's an astronomical number. I think people will be surprised. But if you drop 30%, over the next 5 years, you need to make 122% return over the next 5 years to make up for the 30% you lost and the 5% that you were drawing out every year for the next 5 years.
Those are huge numbers. You know, simple math is that's 24% a year. That doesn't include compounding. But when is the last time the market has yielded 20%+ per year consistently year after year after year for 5 years in a row? I don't know if there ever is a time it did that. So the moral of the story is this. Pre-retirement, you don't like it, but a market loss affects your portfolio, and you have to have a significant gain to get back.
But it doesn't affect your lifestyle.
That's correct. So a loss of 30 means you need to make 43. Can you do it? Yeah, it might take a couple, 2 or 3 years. But during retirement, when you're doing withdrawals of that portfolio, you need to make 122% positive return over the following 5 years, if the market drops 30 and you're doing just a simple 5% withdrawal. A lot of retirees don't know that. They don't know that it could potentially devastate their portfolio and their ability to stay in retirement.
Look, Greg, our goal is that this doesn't happen to our clients, right? We don't want you to be in a position to where you head into retirement, everything's rosy and you can have a successful retirement, and you're in a position to where your portfolio can drop 30%. And now you got to make this astronomical return over the next 5 years. There's strategies that you can put in place today. And this is what we do as part of our comprehensive wealth and retirement plan is structure what we call a distribution focused strategy. And you're going to, if you're close to retirement, 5 years in until retirement, or maybe you're already in retirement, you're going to want to find out how this can work for you. And look, the easiest way to do it, pick up the phone, give us a call. 913-825-2626. That's 913-825-2626. We're going to sit down with you, help you put together what we call our comprehensive wealth and retirement plan. It outlines everything that we're discussing in the show today and much, much more. If you've saved $250,000 or more towards your retirement, we're going to help you put this plan together at absolutely no cost. And, you know, Greg, when people come in and we help them put this plan together, we make the complicated very simple. That's our goal, right? We can come in, sit down. We've got a big computer screen right there in our conference room. Once we put this plan together for you, based on everything that you want out of retirement, it's interactive. And so you can be sitting in our conference room and, hey, what if I took out a little bit more for retirement? Or my spouse and I want to take a couple trips a year. How does that affect things in the short run and the long run? All of this can be done right there in our conference room. And you know, we've talked before about this, and I've seen other retirement plans. People go to other advisors and they come out with a telephone book, right?
A thick one.
A big, thick one. You don't understand half the stuff that's in there, and you're probably never going to read it. Our plan is updated annually. It's saved right there, right in our office. So you can come in, make changes, and we can always sit there to make sure that you're on track to meet all of your retirement goals. Again, that number is 913-825-2626.
Sean, I just had some clients in recently, in fact, and that's exactly what they said. Hey, our retirement looks good, and we're looking at the different scenarios. When do we draw from Social Security? What do I do with my pension plan? You know, should I take the cash balance, or am I better off taking that monthly annuity? And while we're in there talking, I said, let's talk about some positive things. You know, you guys have worked so hard all your life. Now you want to enjoy yourself. You don't want to scrimp and barely make ends meet. Tell me about what your dreams and goals are. And they said, well, we love Florida and we love travel. And we would really like to know is, can our retirement plan sustain a significant trip that we plan once a year? You know, could we take $6,000 or $8,000 extra per year besides paying our bills, besides living, and, you know, is there enough to do that? And I said, you want to know the answer to that before you retire instead of after. You know, measure twice, cut once.
Right.
So we implemented that right there as they're sitting in our conference room, and he could see immediately, you know what? This is something that's realistic. I think I can do this. He would have never known. It would have been shooting from the hip without the proper retirement planning tools. So we're able to take in consideration inflation, taxes, how much he can safely withdraw from the account without worrying about running out of money, and what kind of hypothetical return can he make on his investments, and how does all that fit together with what? With his other sources of income. That's what we do as independent advisors, is we help you plan to have a wonderful retirement.
Well, Greg, and also the last thing that we do, once we put this plan together, we implement it based on what we're talking about today. How will a volatile stock market, either in the short term or a prolonged downturn in the stock market, what would that do to your retirement? Look, here's the end game. You've worked 30 years, some of you 40 plus years to get where you are today. And most of you have enough money put together and saved between your 401k, your IRA, your other savings to have a comfortable retirement as long as you don't lose it, right?
Right.
So when we look at this plan, we stress test it and say, what if the market dropped 20%? What if it dropped 30%? How would that affect your retirement? And if there's a negative impact on your plan, we put things together in your retirement portfolio to potentially help keep that from happening. And look, you won't know the solutions until you sit down and visit with us. And the easiest thing to do, pick up the phone, give us a call, 913-825-2626. We'll show you exactly how these strategies can work for you and your retirement.
Sean, there's a lot of people just joining us. And what we're talking about today, if you are just joining us, is what can you do to mitigate risk with your retirement assets? A lot of advisors, a lot of portfolio managers, a lot of retirees focus in on one thing, and that's, hey, I want to get the highest return. And look, we want you to get good returns. In fact, we're independent financial advisors, and we have a go anywhere approach. We can get almost any stock or bond or portfolio that exists out there. And so our goal is to put you in a right portfolio that matches your risk tolerance. But more important to get the high returns is mitigating risk, offsetting the market losses. Many of you already have enough money that could last you all the days of your life. In fact, most of you have enough money to where you'll never run out as long as what? As long as you don't have a horrible market loss. If you get reasonable returns and you can make it in the game of life by hitting singles and doubles, why are you taking a risk of losing a substantial amount of your assets? That's stressful. When your head hits a pillow, our goal is for you to rest comfortably and not worry about losing your retirement savings, or more importantly, your ability to sustain income in retirement. We don't want you to worry about losing your ability to have income and run out of money.
You know, Greg, when I meet with people, they've come in the past, and we talk a lot about market experience, how long you've been invested in the market. You know, what did you do back in 2008? What was your experience there? And I get a lot of the same answer from even if people worked with an advisor even back then. And I said, well, what was the plan? And they said, well, we were very, very worried about it. And we went and visited with our advisor because we were worried. And their plan was to hang on, it'll come back, right? And the problem is yeah, if you're saving money, if you're putting money in, as we talked earlier in the show, keep pumping money into it if it's down. But look, if you're close to retirement or you're in retirement, hanging on and just waiting for it to come back might not be the best solution.
Especially doing distributions, you're on track to potentially run out of money.
Well, we're going to expand a little bit more on this coming up after the commercial break. But look, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Investment Advisor Hour. I'm your host, Sean Aikmas, joined here with your co-host, Greg Hader. We're talking about the stock market and how stock market volatility can impact you, especially in retirement, but it doesn't have to. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 913-825-2626. That's 913-825-2626. Don't go anywhere. My name is Sean Aikmas. You're listening to the Investment Advisor Hour right here on KMBZ.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Investment Advisor Hour. Thanks for holding on during that commercial break. I'm Greg Hadle, your host. I have Sean Aikmas in the studio today, your co-host. And this show's about you. If you're close to retirement, you're 3 or 5 or 8 years away, or maybe you're recently in retirement or you've been there for a while, we have some great ideas and strategies that can help you have a better retirement because we're big advocates on planning. That's what we do. For over 38 years, we've been helping people just like you listening with their investment and retirement planning choices. Sean's over 17 years, that's 55 years combined experience. And with that experience, both of us have the ability to help you. In fact, this is what we do. And when you listen and you call in, you get who you're listening to right now. We're not going to pawn you off on some advisor you've never met or never listened to or never know nothing about. So when you call in to visit with Sean and I, that's who you get to meet. Sean Aikmas and Greg Hadle, 913-825-2626.
Greg, let me add one other thing, because I know people listen and they want to call in, but they don't want to be on the radio. So, and guess what? When you call in, yeah, we're not going to put you on the air, right?
We're not going to embarrass you.
No, we're not going to embarrass you. So, but look, you can call in. If our staff's on the line, you can leave your information there, and we will get back to you. We'll schedule an appointment this week. You can come in, visit with us. There's no cost. There's no obligation. And Greg, when we sit down really for the first meeting, it's just all about them, right? When they come in, right, you tell us what you want your retirement to look like. You know, bring in some of your statements. We'll kind of figure out where you're at, how much money that you need to get out of your retirement plan. And then from there, we put together this plan, and then we schedule another time for you to come in. And we sit in our office and go through it right there in the conference room.
Right.
And like I said earlier, our goal is to make the complicated, which is retirement, very, very simple for you to understand. Look, nobody, how many investment statements have you gotten and you slice it open and you can't read it, right? You don't know what it means. A lot of times you can't even tell how much money you have in the darn account or if you've even made any money. Look, we make it very, very simple for you. If you become a client, we have software that puts all of your investments in one spot for you to look at, for you to easily track, and we make this process as simple as possible. Look, we call this our comprehensive wealth and retirement plan, and if you save $250,000 or more for your retirement, we do this for you at absolutely no cost. That number again is 913-825-2626. 800-273-2626.
Sean, it's like what we've talked about for years on the radio now. We've been doing this our seventh year, that a retirement account is not a retirement plan. And,
right. A lot of people have retirement accounts.
Most people do.
Right.
But having a retirement account is not a plan. And so if you haven't done this, you owe it to yourself to see what a comprehensive plan can do to help you have a better retirement by planning for your future instead of just winging it and shooting from the hip.
Exactly.
So one of the things we're focusing in on today is the market volatility. The market's become volatile lately. People always become concerned. What does this mean to me? You know, can I still stay in retirement? And we advocate, and we're of the position that mitigating a loss is more important than trying to get the highest return. In fact, preventing you from terrible losses can add more value than getting a great gain. And mathematically speaking, a loss damages your portfolio more than a gain helps it.
Especially in retirement.
In fact, let's use an example. So let's just say a guy had $1 million, he invested it, and he says, I'm going to pull out a 5% withdrawal. And I'm going to use some simple math. I want you to think about this because if you're driving, you can't write this down. But let's assume that your portfolio earns a hypothetical non-guaranteed return of 10%, and then the next year it lost 10. And the next year it made 10, and the next year it lost 10. So you have market volatility. You hypothetically make 10, and you lose 10. You make 10, lose 10. Well, you add that up, plus 10, minus 10, plus 10. That's 0% average, mathematically speaking. But what's the end result? If you're doing a 5% withdrawal out of that account, and you started with $1 million, 4 years later, you're looking at a balance of $791,000. Wow. How'd that happen? Well, that's because the portfolio made 10 and then it lost 10, and the loss damaged your portfolio more than the gain helped it. So, Sean, what if a hypothetical portfolio didn't lose the 10%? In other words, has the ability to make some money, but it didn't have those 10% losses using the same plus 10, minus 10, where he didn't lose the 10% in a bad year,
right?
What would have happened under the same scenario?
You know, it's dramatically different. And we're not talking about any specific investment here, Greg. We're just really going through math.
So it's a concept.
Right. So that, but that same portfolio you talk about, instead of plus 10, minus 10, it was plus 10, zero, plus 10, zero.
So instead of losing 10,
he just broke even, okay? So his million at the end of the 4 years, after he drew out the income that he needed, that 50 grand a year, he still has $1 million in their portfolio.
So I want you to think about that. In other words, he can win by not losing. And that's our philosophy, is if you can mitigate some loss, and we're not saying that you won't ever fluctuate. All these portfolios fluctuate. But if you can mitigate loss, if you can help eliminate some of the big losses, you can win by not losing in life. And many of you already have enough money to last you all the days of your life, as long as what? As long as you don't lose it. That's what we do as advisors, is show you strategies and ideas and ways to help you enjoy retirement, get the returns necessary to achieve the comfortable retirement you deserve, but more importantly, to protect what you have by showing you different strategies and options to help mitigate risk. And if you want more information about how this can work, pick up the phone and call us. There's no obligation, 913-825-2626. That's 825-2626. Sean, this is a part of a bigger plan called our Comprehensive Wealth and Retirement Plan. And we help people plan for the future so that it's not left up to chance. They can sit down in our conference room and do this planning at no obligation and no cost.
You know, Greg, we talked about earlier in the show, our philosophy, our core philosophy when it comes to investing is to not try to predict what the stock market's going to do, but plan for whatever the stock market can throw at you. And this starts with having this comprehensive wealth and retirement plan. And we talked about earlier in the segment, when you come in, this plan is all about you, right? What do you want out of your retirement? You have worked very, very hard to get where you are today. Some of you have $250,000 saved. Some people might have $2 million saved. Doesn't matter, because the money that you have saved is near and dear to you. And we want to help you put together a plan that can help you have the right amount of income or sustain your income that you need all the days of your retirement, help preserve what you have, your investments. We've been talking about that today in the show, and help you put together a plan that can preserve your retirement for no matter what gets thrown at it. You know, last week, Greg, we talked about what are the risks of your to retirement. One is the stock market. We're touching on that a lot today. But the second's a healthcare risk, right? You or your spouse could get sick. Now all of a sudden you got $5 or $10 grand a month going out the door to a nursing home. We cover all of this in our plan. And there's no stone really left unturned when it comes to putting together this comprehensive wealth and retirement plan.
So you're going to want to stay tuned because we got a commercial break coming up. But after this break, we're going to talk about the difference between pre-retirement and post-retirement. Some people are just joining us, Sean. They want to know how market volatility affects their money before they retire, and how does that retirement account or portfolio work after they retire and they're doing distributions or withdrawals?
Well, it's a total different ball game. Don't go anywhere, because after the break, we're going to touch on how this can work exactly for you. 913-825-2626. That's 913-825-2626. Pick up the phone right now. We'll help you put together your own comprehensive wealth and retirement plan at absolutely no cost. You're listening to the Investment Advisor Hour. We'll be back right here on KMBZ.
Welcome back. Thanks for holding on during that commercial break. I'm Greg Hadel, your host. You're listening to the Investment Advisor Hour, and I have with me Sean Aikmas. And what we're talking about, if you're just joining us, is market volatility. The markets have been volatile recently. A lot of people are concerned about it. We've had people call in off the radio, Sean, and saying, you know, before I retire, I've always been able to sustain the market pullbacks. I just left it alone and come back. But during my retirement, do I need to be concerned? And the answer is absolutely yes. During your retirement years, the market volatility is extremely important that you mitigate that type of risk. We're going to talk about that. So hopefully you can listen to the entire show, but if you have some questions or you just want to visit with us sometime, there's no obligation. 913-825-2626. You have to have $250,000 or more of investable assets, but we can help you plan with no upfront cost. 913-825-2626. So what we're talking about is volatility and what it means to you. And pre-retirement, if you recall, we've had two challenging times this year, this decade. One was 2000, 2001, 2002, the market went up and down. And the other was recently in 08. So what did that mean to a retiree? Well, if you go backwards the last 20 years, so you go from 98 to 18, that 20-year period of time using the S&P 500, if you had money invested and you just left it alone, you didn't touch it. If you hypothetically had $100,000, it's worth $298,455. That's almost triple in value. And
because you invested it and you left it alone.
And you didn't sell it when it was down.
Because you were getting paycheck from your boss or from your employer.
That's right. So yeah, you can see why people's 401ks grew as dramatically as they did.
Right.
If they didn't panic and sell it when the market was down. And so, in fact, that comes out to be a 5.62% net return. Keep in mind, the S&P 500 is an unmanaged index that you can't invest directly into. You can buy funds or portfolios that mirror that index for a fee or a cost, but you can't invest directly into it because there's some type of cost associated. But nevertheless, let's just say you could. You would have averaged 5.62% return.
Right.
So, Sean, let's talk about this. S&P 500 is one of the largest barometers. In fact, it's one of the largest indexes and one of the most popular for a good reason. It has done extremely well over a long period of time. So a lot of retirees do what? They say, I've accumulated $1 million or $2 million or $500,000, whatever it is, and I'm ready to retire, and I got it in this S&P 500 account, and it's beaten most of the other portfolios out there. What if I just left it alone and did withdrawals from this portfolio? What happens to a retiree if, let's say, they have $1 million, they retire in January of 2000, and they say, you know, out of this million, I'm going to pull out 5%. That's $50,000 a year. Year number two, give me a little pay raise for inflation, 51.5, so forth. If a retiree did that, what would have happened to their money? What would have happened to their $1 million as they started withdrawing out of that account?
Well, Greg, under that scenario, they used the same strategy that got them to retirement, and they used it in retirement. And this is a great example of why that same strategy that got you there might not give you the income you need, because that person that retired in the year January of 2000, they had $1 million, drew out $50,000 a year, just right past about 2017, Greg, they were completely out of money. And as of the end of last year, they were $155,000 in debt to keep their retirement living, standard of living going.
So in other words, they burned through the entire $1 million saved up doing a 5% withdrawal. Why? Because the market volatility, as the stock market went down, their financial advisor can't call them up and say, tell your spouse to turn the heat off and let's not eat groceries this month. You need a paycheck. And as you draw money out of that account, what can happen? The market volatility can cause you to lose money.
Well, Greg, what's interesting is we looked, and during that similar time period, if you put your money in and left it alone in that S&P index, it averaged 5.6%. Right?
So people think.
So it's not like the market didn't make any money.
Right.
So over that same period of time, that 18 years, you were in the stock market, you left it alone, your money grew from 100,000 to just shy of 300,000.
So tripled.
Right. But if the same person at the same period of time was retiring and they had a million and they started drawing off 5% because of the huge market declines and the volatility that we've seen the last 18 years, today they're completely out of money. So here's what that means to a retiree today. If we're in that same scenario, say today is the market peak, right, of where we're at today, and the market gives tepid returns the next 18 years, and you fall into this same scenario, if you retire today and you're 62 years old, by the time you're 80, you'd be out of money under this same scenario.
Look, you owe it to yourself to find out what you can do about these types of risks that exist during your retirement. 913-825-2626. We will help you develop a plan to help mitigate and address this particular risk. It's market volatility. We like to have what we call our distribution-focused strategy that we implement as part of your retirement plan. And we can explain more about this when you come in. There's absolutely no cost. There's no obligation. This is something that you can look at right there in a conference room of our office, sipping on a cup of coffee, you and your spouse. No cost, no obligation. What do? We help you plan so that you can mitigate these types of risks that can happen during your retirement. As we've said before, we don't try to predict the markets. We try to plan for them so that when a market becomes volatile like it is now, the market loses and we go into potentially not a 3-week or 3-month, but a 36-month or a year and a half of downward market, we don't want you and your spouse to not worry about running out of money.
913-825-2626. That number again is 913-825-2626. Or you can visit us at 321retirenow.com. But when you come in, we're going to help you put together this comprehensive wealth and retirement plan. It outlines everything that we're discussing today in the show and much, much more. If you save $250,000 or more for your retirement, we're going to help you put this together at absolutely no cost. But Greg, we got 3 or 4 minutes left here today, and let's kind of recap what we've been talking about. We started the show, you know, recently there's been some volatility. It's picking back up in the market, right? We hit this high in the S&P. We hit this high on the Dow recently, and here it comes cratering back down again,
right?
How does this affect your retirement? Look, there's always going to be some short-term battles in the stock market, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those are things we can't control. You can't control the long-term battles. You cannot control what the stock market throws at you, but you can control how you structure your portfolio for retirement. And those of you out there that have been saving money, really the theme of today's show is that the portfolio that got you to retirement might not necessarily be the portfolio that's going to get you through retirement. Right. So that growth strategy, the goal, the name of the game while you're saving was to get the highest returns. Right.
And get the maximum growth. And so it made sense to take risk, to step on the gas and get those aggressive portfolios.
And today we've given three different examples of why the name of the game in retirement should be to mitigate loss. Right. You still want good returns, but you really need to have a portfolio that focuses on providing you income throughout your retirement years. Because, Greg, we went through two or three examples of, you know, we just talked about it here using the S&P 500, an unmanaged index, where a person over the last 18 years that started in retirement in 2000, as of last year, was completely out of money. That's unacceptable for everyone in retirement.
Absolutely. And so market losses can really damage your portfolio. We focus in on what we can do to mitigate loss. Yeah, we want you to get good returns, realistic returns, acceptable returns. So if your goal is to enjoy retirement, and not worry about running out of money. That's what we do. So let's talk about this, Sean. The real cost of volatility. The bottom line is that a loss to your portfolio damages it more than a positive helps it. And just to illustrate that, if the market dropped 20% and made 20%, they're not equal. You have to have a positive 25 to make up for a 20% loss. And that's assuming you're doing no withdrawals. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. You don't touch it, you don't withdraw it, it can come back. But if you're in retirement and you're withdrawing 5% a year, over the next 5 years, you need to make 82% growth on your portfolio over 5 years. Those are some huge numbers. Those are great. Those are big returns that a lot of people are not going to get because they don't have that type of portfolio positioned to get that type of growth.
Well, Greg, we talked about it earlier in the show, but so many people out there say, look, I went through 2008. I was 10 or 11 years younger. And today they say, hey, I don't want to go through that again. And if your strategy in the past and probably your strategy going forward was, hey, hold on, it'll come back, and you're looking for a different strategy, pick up the phone and give us a call. When you come in, we're going to show you what you can do different today to help sustain your retirement, sustain your portfolio, to provide you and your spouse income for the rest of your life. Pick up the phone, 913-825-2626. That's 913-825-2626. When you come in, we're going to help you develop what we call our comprehensive wealth and retirement plan. If you save $250,000 or more for your retirement, we're going to help you do this at absolutely no cost. One more time, pick up the phone, 913-825-2626. That's 913-825-2626. Or you can go to 321retirenow.com. I'm your host, Sean Aikmas. You've been listening to the Investment Advisor Hour with myself and Greg Hadel. We'll look forward to talking with you next week right here on KMBZ.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98.1 KMBZ and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risk, including loss of principal investment. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please know that individual situations could vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon and coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated. FINRA SIPC. Insurance services offered through Hadel Financial Advisors Incorporated. Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated is not affiliated with Hadel Financial Advisors Incorporated or any entities or guests mentioned herein. Neither Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated nor its representatives offer tax or legal advice. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value. Visit us at 11900 College Boulevard, Suite 315 in Overland Park, Kansas, or HadelFinancialAdvisors.com, or call 913-825-2626.